I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
Baltimore.
The Rippers. The Grasshoppers. The Hit Ones. All gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Say hello to our listeners jumping on now at 98 Rock, California's rock station in Sacramento, California.
Hello.
Also our friends of Portland's Classic Rock, 92.3 KGON. And hello, Anchorage, KZND 94.7, Alaska's rock alternative. Big show for you today. Return of Who Sucks Less, a positive drinking story, helps you lose some weight and get ahead at work. Our question today, we have a couple of items in the news. Ozzy Osbourne is out of the ICU. He was in there for about a week. Sharon, his wife, says, quote, he is now breathing on his own. So it was pretty severe, and he was in there from complications that arose from the flu and a severe upper respiratory infection. Fleetwood Mac guitarist Lindsey Buckingham now home after recuperating from an emergency open-heart surgery that he had last week. Neil Schon from Journey home after having his gallbladder removed. He was in the hospital
for quite a journey
for him. 21 Savage should be released from the detention today after being detained on Super Bowl Sunday. He's been in custody for over a week as he was born in the UK, and ICE authorities say that he is in the United States illegally. So our question, why do you hope that you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA.
We had a guy call a little bit earlier, and the sense we got, he's in pest control. He's been doing it for over 40 years. And the story, as we understood it, he was on his way to a job to do pest control, but he'd also dropped acid. He's on his way there. He starts hallucinating. Mike, if I read your charades right, which, in no offense, you're terrible at charades. Dad, you're still the best charades player.
Thanks.
His kidneys shut down? Okay, his kidneys shut down.
Yeah, but I don't think he was on acid on the way to the...
No. That's what he was saying. He thought he was having a flashback, right?
Yeah.
So the kidneys shut down.
He went and did two jobs on an isolated area.
I thought he said I did two drops.
No, two jobs.
Okay.
So that's why he was back in pest control.
Okay.
And on his way back, he started seeing things, and he thought that he was hallucinating because he thought he was having an acid flashback when, in fact, his kidneys were shutting down. And that's why he was seeing things... all over the road.
Yeah, I missed all that.
Yeah.
I thought he said, I did two drops, right?
Okay.
And was going to a job. So, like, well, no wonder he's hallucinating. Why is this surprising? Okay, my bad. That's a much more intriguing story.
Yes. Why do you hope that you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA.
I don't know why. It's funny to me that you just assume, too, like, he's got liquid. Good stuff.
I thought he said, I'm out on the peninsula, there's nothing, but I got two drops. And then I'm going to my next job, hallucinating. I'm like, oh, man, he's dropping it in his eye, man, or on his tongue. You know, no wonder he's hallucinating. What does he not get? My bad, his kidneys were shutting down.
Yeah,
okay, my sympathies. Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, last summer at a company barbecue, and some decent person brought bacon-wrapped jalapenos. Well, when they made these things, they held them together with those real hefty bamboo skewers.
Yeah.
You know? These aren't no ordinary toothpicks. And I thought I got them all out. Well, I did. And this thing, it was about as long as the last I measured. It's about an inch and a quarter long.
Uh-huh.
And, it made it all the way down my throat, just like a perfect sphere, through my stomach, intestines, and lodged itself sideways in my butthole.
Did all your turds have a clean cut through the middle of them?
Like a meat slicer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a good four or five spots that should have killed me. No, I missed those things by a mile.
So,
I had to have my old lady drive me to the ER. I had to have some surgeon with tiny hands go up in there and dislodge the thing. I had to be sedated and all that. It was definitely something, you know, like you're saying, I wouldn't want to do again.
How long is the surgery to extract
definitely a
bamboo skewer from your bung?
It wasn't a surgery, but they brought in a person who was a surgeon, and they used...
You already have an opening. Right. You know what I mean? Like, they don't need to...
That is a good... No incisions are there,
exactly.
Right?
You don't have to have any sutures. I mean, basically,
well,
that...
If she couldn't have got it out, that was the next thing they were going to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd be like, do what you got to do. Just get the thing. And I'm just curious to know, anyone who is a doctor currently, or anyone who's thinking about being a doctor, now that you hear that, is it worth it? I mean, like, you go to work, and if they told me today, hey, man, just so you know, you're going to have to remove a bamboo skewer from another man's butthole.
I got to ask you, were you sore the next day, like when you sat down and stuff?
Oh, totally. My whole body was just from, I don't know, clenching or whatever it was I was doing while I was sedated.
And did it burn the fact that it was inside of a jalapeno? I mean, this thing's covered in jalapeno wax.
I don't know if I recall any jalapeno burn, but I'll tell you this. The thing that fried me the most, no pun intended, you know how you got to talk to a triage nurse these days in the ER?
Yeah.
It was some dude, some medical assistant. And I'm kind of, you know, standing funny and breathing heavily and sweating. And he looks at me and he goes, so you're pretty sure you know what it is? I said, yeah. And he goes, and you couldn't just reach up in there and break it in half?
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
I was in the
you're not a real man.
Okay, I've...
Principle alone over that stupid of a question, I would have punched it.
I've got a couple questions for you. All right, so first of all,
all right.
Have you had bacon-wrapped jalapenos since?
Both items separately and together. It's hard to pass that up.
Okay. Did you get the bamboo skewer to take home with you? Or is that gone forever?
It's gone forever. I took a look at it and kind of compared it to my pinky finger so I'd know how long it was, and I waved goodbye.
Okay. And the third question I have for you is, now, you know who at work made these jalapeno bacon wrap poppers. Did you ever tell them what ended up happening to you?
No, I don't. No, you kind of want to take that thing to your grave. There's a certain anonymity talking.
Well, that's over. That ship has sailed, bro.
Yeah.
You need to let them know.
By the way.
You got bamboo stuck in my butt. I never told you the story. I was trying to be kind.
I think that's a great story to tell, like, at a company outing. You know what I mean? Like,
as they're eating.
Here's one you've never heard before.
As they're eating bacon-wrapped jalapeno. Hey, everyone, be careful.
That's right.
I have a story to back it up.
Company picnic, August 12th.
I can't believe that the guy, the triage nurse, was like challenging you on that. Oh, you couldn't just do this? I mean, listen, to me, it works like this, all right? You can watch an old cowboy movie. Maybe Miles would get shot, right? Because we're outlaws. Or Ted, you get bitten by a snake, and we got to get the venom out. Like, they make movies with these scenes. I'm just picturing a cowboy movie where the guy's just pants down, laying in the desert. Like, you got to get the bamboo out my butt, man.
I think that nurse just didn't want to get it out.
Because he knows it's his job.
Right, so he's just like, couldn't do this at home, dude?
Really, man?
I can't believe...
You couldn't do this at home?
He must have felt that going down his throat to know exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if not...
How terrifying is that?
And figuring that out, you know what I mean? Because if not...
How hungry was he, too?
That's a big bite without chewing.
Yeah, and it just seems like, naturally, I've eaten a lot of foods with toothpicks. I've gotten, I feel like most of them, if not all of them, out.
I'm not sure that I've even swallowed that many fish bones. I mean, I'm one of those people like, oh, there it is. And just
Yeah.
Why do you hope that you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA. But I like the way that story went.
Sort of. I like that the thing just went straight down like a spear.
Sideways of a butthole.
So one time I wish I had a wider butthole. Odd story. Hello, Wyatt. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
So, I made a mistake with a woman. She was in the hospital, afraid I was going to leave her, and I made a mistake. I went and bought her a ring. That was the biggest thing I would never do again. But out of it, I got a package deal of snowmobiles because I went and sold the ring. I got my money back, and I went and bought 2 snowmobiles. I have had the greatest time ever since.
You said you went and bought 2 snowmobiles?
Yeah, I went and sold the ring, and I bought 2 snowmobiles.
Jesus, God, how much did you spend on the ring?
Too much.
Okay, I was going to say
what was she in the hospital for that you bought the ring?
she hit her head at the haunted house attraction and lost her vision and completely blind.
Wait a minute. Sorry. Wait a minute. Christ, no. Wait a minute. Tell me that she got a lawyer.
No.
This is not happening.
No, wait a minute. You're saying, did your fiance hit her head at a haunted house and then went blind and was in the hospital? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying not to laugh. That's not funny. And you were. And did she ever get her vision back?
She got. She's legally blind now.
Oh my God.
She was afraid I was going to leave her. And so I went and bought her a ring because she was all, he's not going to want to be with me because I'm blind. And I was like, no. But now I've got two snowmobiles and I'm happier than
I know, but okay, so what? Why didn't you end up getting married to her? What was the reason? Like, everything was going fine. Yes, she did get into an accident. She did go blind. She's in the hospital. Like, what was the real problem with the relationship?
She fell in love with her cousin's best friend.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. Well, that's a big difference.
Got my vision back. That man was good.
Now you got two Black Panthers or a Ski-Doo or whatever the hell they are. Right. Articats.
How long ago was this?
Oh, end of November.
Did you get Did you get a trailer too?
Yep.
Okay.
Actually, one of the home wheels is on the trailer because I'm going to go ride tomorrow because I have the day off because of all the snow.
Yeah, I was going to say, you picked a good time of the year and a good year in the decade to buy a couple snowmobiles.
Yeah, I heard you guys got hammered with snow. I thought about heading up that way.
You could have probably gotten here on one of your snowmobiles.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Yeah,
easily.
Yeah, like a few days ago on the highway. Yeah,
hey, man, what part of the haunted house did she bash her head so hard that you went blind?
In the farmhouse.
Okay, and she never thought to go get a lawyer?
Nope, that was not her concern. Because she was working there. We were both working there as actors at the time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. So she wasn't a customer walking through. She was working it and bumped her head.
Yeah, and we don't know how.
I'm glad to hear that, man, because I was laughing earlier.
How hard do you have to hit your head to go blind? She must have absolutely just leveled herself.
Where she was at, she would have had to fall down 3 stairs and hit her head on the coffee table.
Jesus. Okay. Good times. Well, you got snowmobiles out of the deal.
And that's the thing, Miles.
In the end, snowmobiles.
Is this a weird day?
Yes.
A weird day to
yes!
You? Weird. God damn.
It's super weird.
The whole day.
I thought we'd get more jail or...
Nope.
Yeah, boot camp. Just like, man, I hate that woman.
Right.
We get fun house blindness.
Why do you hope you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA. More of your calls coming up in minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
A video posted on YouTube shows the moment the vast Norwegian Epic cruise ship destroyed 2 mooring points on a pier as it maneuvered into the port of San Juan, Puerto Rico. Incident followed sustained power loss by the Norwegian Epic during its journey, causing it to divert on a go-slow to Puerto Rico. Passengers were taken to social media to complain about the canceled stops, mechanical issues, and even alleged that a fight took place among the cruise's ship's crew.
Epic.
As Norwegian Epic was maneuvering into port of San Juan, Puerto Rico, with a local pilot on board and the help of 2 tugboats, prevailing winds caused the ship to veer toward the pier, damaging 2 mooring points at Pier 3 East.
Epic.
No injuries were reported. Guests are currently disembarking on the ship as previously scheduled. They are working closely with local authorities to assess the damage. Norwegian Epic, which left Florida's Port Canaveral on Saturday, was supposed to stop at Tortola, British Virgin Islands. Islands.
Oh, my favorite place.
Then to St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands.
St. Tom!
But the engine problems forced the crew to cancel those two planned stops, disappointing passengers, who then took to Twitter to express their frustration. The final stop at Great Stirrup Cay, Bahamas, is still on the itinerary for the Norwegian Epic, if they can get the 4,100 guests there in time. Robbie Lynn tweeted, "This is my first cruise, and it's so disappointing. We lose power, we limp along at sea, and then we crash into the pier in San Juan. And then have guest services tell me, oh, well, you'll get 50% off your next cruise. No thanks." Before the pier incident, James Smith tweeted, "I'm currently on the Norwegian. We're being rerouted to San Juan, Puerto Rico. This is unacceptable. I paid on a cruise that goes to Tortola, St. Thomas, and Great Stirrup Cay. They've been cut out of the itinerary completely." Another passenger on the cruise ship claimed on Twitter that two of the vessel's engines had failed. She also alleged that two members of the cruise line got into a fight, causing the ship to sound an emergency. God damn. "Our second engine failed. We've also learned that the code Bravo sounded on our ship was due to a couple of employees fighting. That caused an emergency situation, potentially a fire. In short, we are stuck on a cruise ship that is not functioning, and we don't get to take the vacations we paid for. But we get 50% off our next cruise.
We will give you none of your money back now, but if you decide to get on our boat again, we'll only charge you half as much."
The Epic is appropriately named on Twitter. "It is an epic failure. Shame on you, Norwegian."
Have you seen that thing crash?
No, I have not seen the video.
So it's like, I guess the pier is bigger, whatever those little mooring points are or whatever.
Are you looking at it now?
Yeah.
All right.
But it's like, it goes in kind of out of control and it hits them. And then as soon as it hits them, dude, I mean, they just sink.
Time's coming in.
Right, see, he already hit that one, so it's sunk. And then he's going to clip this one, and it's going to go down.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm just like. It's amazing nobody was hurt.
Exciting and new. Come aboard.
Is the word epic always involve the death of one fish?
Epic.
Damn, you're right, man. It completely just ruined that beer.
As soon as it bumps into it, it's just like,
because Puerto Rico didn't have enough destruction.
Right.
Epic. Why do you hope that you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA.
I told you my mom, you know, worked for years, right? She finally retires. She's in her 70s. She goes on a cruise with her friends in the Atlantic. There's a hurricane. So they get like a day and a half in. Basically, it just spent, they never got anywhere because they had to turn around.
Dodge the
hurricane. The boat's rocking. All her old friends are sick and they all have medications. So my mom is not really a drinker.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Like when she hangs out with me, she'll get a Bloody Mary just to kind of be nice.
Right.
But yeah, finally I talked to her when she got back and she was like, "Jesus, Teddy, like nobody would even have a glass of wine with me." And I'm like, wow, you're stressed. I mean, can you imagine?
So she had a horrible cruise experience.
Yeah, she finally retires. It's the big thing. You're going to go on this cruise trip. And her friends are all popping.
Bucket list.
Yeah, oh, they can't have a drink with her. And then they got nowhere. They just were out in the ocean bobbing around this hurricane.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Robin, the look on your face is exactly how it was.
Should have played the sad music for that one.
Did they give her a discount on an upcoming cruise?
She didn't care. She's like, I'm done.
That's it. Okay.
Well, I mean, with these people either, like you get 50% off your next cruise, I'd be like, I'm not coming back on this cruise.
Exactly.
Give me 50% off this one.
Right. Right.
And maybe I'll think about it. Why do you hope that you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA.
Let's go to Boston. Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
What's happening in Boston, Nick?
Well, we just got a random snow squall, so that's fun, making the roads real nice.
We got a non-random one that lasted for 4 days.
And they won't plow the side streets because kids are playing in the side streets. Just think about the irony of the statement.
Yeah.
All right. So how you guys doing? You good?
Yeah, man.
All right, so let me get to it. I'll give you a quick synopsis. I managed to give myself severe nerve damage. Ever had your hands in the snow or really cold for a long time, and you run them under hot water, and it burns like no other?
Yeah. Sure.
All right, so I was at Ray's Beach House about 10 years ago. We're 20 years old during the summer between college years. And we're out and about, and we're getting into the bars. There's a private party, and there's this real good-looking blonde hairdresser who's out with us. Just met her that night. So we're turning it up. We're going wild, having a lot of fun. We come back to the beach house, and I convince her to come skinny dipping with me. So running out the door, stripping my clothes off as I'm running. I don't think she was behind me, to be honest. Yep. So you know when you go down a set of stairs and you put your hand on either railing and kind of swing down?
Sure.
So I do that as I'm hitting the stairs down to the beach, and it's a rope railing. This rope railing is not tied off at each pylon.
No.
It is a pass-through. So I put all my weight on it, both hands either side, and I swan dive face first to the landing about six stairs down.
Jeez.
Face first, right on my face, nose, big cut on my forehead. I can't move for about a minute and a half. No one's coming outside yet. She clearly was not interested. And I finally start to move, and I feel like I got rope burn. I'm like, oh, my hands hurt real bad. I got rope burn. Pass out at the end of the night. Wake up the next morning. They still hurt equally. I'm like, that's weird. Go to the doctor. They're like, oh, yeah, you've got a severe spinal cord contusion, which is a concussion of your spinal cord.
Oh.
And I was prescribed Neurontin for about 3 years, and it still hurts when it gets cold out.
So,
damn.
But you were close to getting paralyzed, weren't you?
They said I was pretty lucky that I have a very hard head.
Okay. But you are unlucky that you put all of your weight on a non-tied rope railing.
Yeah, it's not advisable.
Whatever happened to the hairdresser?
I actually ran into her a couple years ago at a benefit golf tournament. She said, oh my gosh, it's you. I said, yeah, holy crap, great to see you. She goes, you used to be a lot skinnier.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah, well, you were prettier 10 years ago.
Yeah, my spine was straighter.
Let me ask you this, man. When you were face planted at the bottom of the stairs, had you already taken off all of your clothes? Are you laying there naked?
Boxers.
And did anybody help you in, or did you just drag or did you just get up and finally come in?
So they did not come to help me in the minute and a half or so that I was lying there. As I was coming to, somebody finally came out on the porch and hollered for me, at which point I just go, like, it was all I could muster. I had finally gotten movement back. Groaned for help.
That had to be scary as hell. That minute and a half probably felt like forever.
Oh, it was terrifying. For the next few years, like gently blowing on my hands or putting on a t-shirt was like nearly cripplingly agonizing.
How about masturbation?
Firm handshake was fine. That was okay. That was okay.
How long did it take you to test that theory?
Gosh, it must have been about. God, I think it was at least a month, which was crazy. Luckily, I was at least seeing somebody. But,
All right, hang on. How did you explain to her how badly you hurt yourself then?
I'm sorry, what's that?
How did you explain to her? What was the story? Obviously, you didn't tell her you were going to go skinny dipping with the blonde. So, like, you told her you were just diving off a deck for the hell of it?
So, luckily, we weren't quite on the terms such that it really mattered what I was doing.
Okay.
Oh, attaboy.
All right, okay.
So, did you tell her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. And did it help your golf game with more of a looser grip?
You know, I got to say, the cap's gone down since then.
See, I told you, man. Everyone says, don't grip that.
There's the silver lining.
Exactly, because you shouldn't, man. You should have a nice, loose grip. You know, firm, but loose.
So it's great that you can't hold it tight.
As the joke goes, kind of like you'd hold your husband's penis. Hold it firmly, but gently.
I always heard you hold it like a dead bird. Or an injured bird.
Oh, hold it like a chicken.
Both of you are messing up.
Do not take golf advice from either of
them. Firm enough, you can't get away, but not too hard, you crash at.
You hold a dead bird. just your pointing and your thumb from the top.
That was my grandfather's joke, like constantly. Just even like when I was 8.
Hold it like your husband's penis.
Hold it firmly, but gently, like you would your husband's penis.
You're 8 years old.
Oh, yeah. He tell that to everybody.
That is kind of golf's thing, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though there's, like, golf's one of the few sports that, like, everybody can play.
Sure.
But, yeah, if it ever comes up short, like, oh, your wife let you play? Like, like, oh, you didn't embarrass the ladies' tees.
Got to play the hole with your D out.
Yeah, it's, like, constant.
It is. It never stops. Why do you hope that you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Yeah, what was up back in the the invasion of Panama, we were on a mission, and our LZ was the only clearing outside this village, middle of nowhere off of Panama.
What year was the invasion of Panama? Was it like 85, 84? The year? What year was the invasion of Panama?
1991.
Oh, damn. Like all right.
No. You're right. It was 1991. But okay. Anyway, we're on this Chinook helicopter, and it lands, and the ramp doesn't go all the way down. We're all ready to bust out of this thing. And so we get up to the end of the ramp, and everybody has to jump off the end of this ramp into this freaking muck. Well, the muck didn't turn out to be muck. It was the freaking village sewer.
Oh,
yeah. So there was like 50 of us on this chopper, and everybody had a hopscotch, step on each other's backs, and jump out in front, and the next guy would climb over everybody and jump out in front. We were stuck in there for about an hour and a half. And I'll never do that again. I got a freaking rash between my legs that they still don't know what the hell it's from.
What about when Van Halen's Panama comes on? I mean, do you like that song, or does it remind you of being waist deep and crap?
No.
Okay.
But I'll sing to it.
Hey, man, how long did it take for that weird rash to develop between your legs after stepping in the
colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
I got to admit, it's still been a very entertaining day.
It's
okay.
It's been very random. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Why do you hope that you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA.
It's ironic. It was about bean and poo, and then he said that word at a different part in the conversation.
You know, that is a good point.
Yeah.
He stayed on message. Hello, Jay. Welcome to the men's room.
Jay.
Hola. Hola.
So about, I don't know, mid-December, I had a little run-in with a table saw.
Oh.
I split my thumb in half.
How far?
From the tip to the first knuckle.
Okay, man.
I was ripping a 2x4 down, and I lost focus for a minute. Don't even know how it happened, but felt a little bump. Looked down, and my finger was going two different directions.
Oh, yeah.
Went into the house, got the wife, took me to the hospital, and so I get to the emergency room, and this young nurse is in there, and I tell him what happened, and I wanted to reach up and slap him because he got all excited. He was happy that the emergency came in. It must have been slow.
Yeah.
But, they put 9 stitches in it. That's it.
Okay.
There's nothing else to it.
And what does it look like now?
Now it looks, well, I can send you a before and after picture if you guys want.
Oh, that would be great.
It don't look too bad. I got a big scar going right down the middle of the. I got 2 fingernails on my thumb.
How long was it before you could actually use your hand again?
Oh, I went back to work Tuesday after I did it. I did it on a Saturday. Thought I had a doctor's appointment on Monday to see a hand specialist, so I stayed home. Went back to work on Tuesday, and that Wednesday. Went and saw a hand specialist, and he said, just let it heal.
Okay. Well, you got lucky on that one. You got to keep your digits and everything else.
God damn. It's like you get sympathy pains with that one, man.
Sometimes I feel like with fingers, though, like there's only so much you can do with them.
What do you mean?
Like any finger is, I kind of hurt or whatever, and like, so like you just put it in a splint.
Oh,
you know
right.
What I mean? Like other injuries, you break an arm, like you got to go to the doctor and get that thing set and stuff, but like... with that said, that finger obviously never healed correctly.
You're right.
How long were you in the hospital when you busted your elbow?
When I cut the artery?
Yeah.
5 or 6 days.
You were in there for a week.
Yeah, but like I missed it was weird, man. Like, I vaguely remember going into the ambulance, getting to a hospital. You wake up, you're in a hospital room, right? And then you kind of recollect, like, why am I here? And you go, oh, crap, that's right. But the good news is, I'm here. Got tubes in me, all that, but cool, right? I'm not dead. So the doctor walks in, and I said, look, man, before you say anything, you got to do me a favor. You got to call my job and let them know I'm going to be late. And he was like, son, not only are you going to be late, you missed yesterday's shift. And it's like, what? He's like, man, you've been out for like 36 hours. It's such a weird, weird moment, man. Like a whole day has gone by and you have just zero recollection. That was weird. But otherwise, yeah. And you don't do anything. It's not like, I don't know, man. You see this crap on TV or the movies and it's like, oh, get out of bed and we'll do this. And it's like you literally just lay there. You lay there and then there's a sheet between you and whoever's on the other side. Yep. And this dude on the other side of me, all I remember is I can hear his poop splattering in the bedpan. Like, whatever else he was in there for, he also had diarrhea. Dude, and it was humble. So you're laying in this room. There's the sheet between you, right? And I can hear him handling his business. And part of you just doesn't care. It's like, whatever. But just the smell, man. And I'm like, this is not on Grey's Anatomy. They don't show you that. You always have a private room. Like, no, this is real. This sucks. That's when my penis was farting. This guy has diarrhea.
Well, it's basically an ICU unit.
Yes.
So whenever you're sharing a room in one of those situations, you're in a room where there is a nurse station typically in the middle of the area.
That is correct.
Your doors are always open if there are doors, or if not, you're just in one big room, and you're being constantly monitored because that door never closes. At that point in time, you need 24-hour care. You need to be looked over. You know what I mean?
Well, I couldn't see the door, but it would close. I just couldn't see it, and he couldn't move around much. It was like on the other side of a curtain. But I knew this dude on the other side. And I do remember thinking this as I'm just listening to him. He's like, he's coughing. He's in pain. And I don't know what his deal was, you know. But he's got the diarrhea, and it just sounds so awful. And I remember thinking to myself, all right, I'm glad I'm not him. Like, honest to God, man, whatever it is wrong with me, I'm so glad I'm not this dude. I felt so bad. And he would apologize, right? Right, he would just splatter diarrhea, and he knew it stopped.
What do you say when you poop and splatter?
Man, I'm so sorry. Right, and you almost felt bad.
Yeah, right, because it's like he knows it's terrible. He don't want to do it either.
Yeah, I'm like, man, and we never saw each other's face. That
did,
helped.
Did it smell?
Yes, that's when he would apologize.
Good,
right?
Paybacks, finally.
I went to visit a buddy in a hospital that, you know, was in like a car accident or something, and we walked into the wrong room, and it was just a horror.
What do you mean you walked into the wrong room?
Like we walked into the wrong room. It wasn't his room. Yeah. It was just a half, like a naked guy, like kind of half, like they were like pulling him up to like put a bread bedpan or something underneath. It was just like, oh my God. And then we turned around and booked out of there.
They're putting the bedpan under when you walked in.
Yes, it was something like 319 or 320. We went into 319. It's like, you know me. It's like, oh, what's going on? Right. And this guy's just like, oh, like, he knows he's naked. I can see his bird. He doesn't want me to see it.
He's about to poop.
Yeah, there's two people holding him up.
Two dudes. He doesn't know walking.
Yeah, and the nurses, the dude, all of us had that look of,
oh, no.
What is going on? Like, what are you in here? God.
That's awesome.
Oh, no.
Why do you hope you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLAMORE. Your call's on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Telecom, return of Who Sucks Less. Right before we drink and toast with a shot of the day, our question, why do you hope that you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Avery. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So my story kind of starts out in Hawaii. I was on deployment on the Stennis, and it was my first deployment, and I just turned 21.
What a deal.
So I thought it was a good idea to go down to the gay bar and see if I can pick up a guy or not. So I go down there and spend about an hour at the bar, and I see a guy. I start talking to him. We start having a conversation. And I thought he was interested in me as much as I was interested in him. So I asked him to go out to go get something to eat. He agrees. And after we're done eating, we go outside and we start waiting for my Uber. And I go in to lean in for a kiss. And it was bad. Yeah, I hope that never happens again.
I would hope it never happens again, too. Why would you be at a gay bar if you don't want to be around gay people?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he went for, like, maybe free drinks. I know guys who do that, but...
Hey, look,
What do you think about those types of people, man? Yeah. Do you think that's weird? Do you think it's crazy?
I just think it's unnecessary. Like, if you're not there for a reason other than hitting on other guys, then you shouldn't be there.
Listen, man, me and Miles did exactly that, all right? We flew out to Seattle for a job interview. We had no money, but we really wanted to keep drinking. So we're like, man, there's a gay bar next to the hotel we're staying.
By the way, this was Christmas Day night, maybe, or Eve.
Christmas night.
Yeah, so there were not a lot of establishments in general that were open, but this place was booming.
Yeah, so we rolled in, man, and you know what? They ended up buying us drinks, and do you know why? Because we told them the truth.
We told them what was up.
They said, a guy came up and asked us, right? I think we were shooting pool or something. But a dude rolled over and said, hey, fellas, sorry. It was very nice, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, what do you got? You guys have gotten like a picture, but you've been here a while. And he said, you guys look, and this were his words, you guys look super hetero. I said, all right.
Right? Thanks, man.
So I said, listen, man, we are. And we were just hoping someone would buy some goddamn drinks. And because we're broke. Like, we have no money, and that's how sad, and it was such a sad story, but true. And they knew, man, they bought us drinks.
That was a great night.
But
actually,
not because we're attractive, but because we're pathetic. But listen, we don't care, because in the end, we just want to get drinks.
Yeah.
So whatever the reason was cool with us.
Not only that, but we got a lot of ABBA in, and we heard Copa from Manilow. And
I will say, a lot of my guilty pleasures were played that night.
Exactly.
I'm like, you know what? I really like this song.
Some Pet Shop Boys, Howard Jones.
Yeah. So.
Why do you hope you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA.
You know what's so sad? That's true.
Yeah, I was going to say, my story was like, it was like a karaoke. I mean, it's a gay bar, but it's karaoke. Right. So, like, it wasn't crazy to see straight people in there. So, they stayed open like 10 minutes later than the other bar.
Right.
So, we went in there after last call to get a drink. And I just was kind of pissed off because some dude came over to my buddy and was like, hey, are you gay or whatever? And I was like, no. And I kind of, not slap him, kind of tap him on the back. And I go, what about this? And he's like, no, man, no. But I won him back. I sang Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra.
Okay, and that really brought the house back to you.
Well, this was so long ago, you could still smoke cigarettes in bars. So as the song starts, I pop in a cigarette and go, hey, fellas, can I get a light?
Are you for real?
Yo, it was awesome. And pay for all the drinks, though.
Why do you hope you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA.
Be cute or be pathetic.
Yeah, basically, yes.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, guys. So I'm going back to a song story here. And so I go to Schwann every year, right? In the summer, about August. And I spend about 2 weeks with a whole group of friends. Well, this last year, every year something happens to somebody. Somebody goes to the hospital for some reason or another. And I was the lucky one this year, okay?
All right.
We're out on a boat, right? We have to swim from the dock out to this boat and get the boat, come back and pick some people up off the dock. Well, I'm the smart one that's going to hold the boat away from the dock a little bit so you don't bump it. And the boat comes up. I put my hand on the dock, and normally I'll just lay it flat, right? Well, I have my thumb laying down the side, and the boat comes up and crushes my entire thumb under the entire weight of the boat. I broke my thumb in three different places.
One, two, three,
Yeah, three different places, and it was terrible because I pulled my thumb out, mind you, and that made it even worse. So blood was squirting everywhere. Yeah, it wasn't fun. But the reason I would never want to do that again is because I showed a picture of the X-ray to people, and you would think that, you know, there's a bone in your thumb, right? And it's broken in three spots. Why would somebody think that it's, you know, man genitalia? Why would you think that, if there's a bone? But that's the question I get every single time, and it's really annoying.
So your thumb looked like a penis?
That's
apparently.
What we're, okay.
That's what I'm told.
All right. And now they call them Little Mikey Penis Thumbs.
I lost my thumbs. They found a cadaver and reattached something.
The randomness of this day, it is not coming to an end.
It is not.
But the thing I liked least is that people kept comparing my thumb to a penis.
What if you, yeah.
I wonder that's how, the part
could they replace,
I wish wouldn't happen. Not the boat hitting it.
Could they replace a finger with a penis from a cadaver?
I'm sure they could,
if
right?
You still had the bone, you just lost all the meat.
Oh, you mean put the penis over the bone so you can bend it?
Yeah, exactly. You just had a workable penis.
I don't know. Workable penis.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Why do you hope that you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA. More of your phone calls coming up here in seconds.
That'd be weird.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.